Welcome to the Sheridan Options Mentoring Podcast.
Good morning, folks. Today we're talking about implied volatility, and we're going to address some questions. First question is, what is implied volatility? And here's an example. If, let's use my grocery store example, you're at the grocery store and you come home, you buy a pint of blueberries, and your wife says, what did you pay for the pint of blueberries? And you're a guy, so you paid $8 for the pint of blueberries. And your wife cringes when she sees you. Says, you paid $8. And the male has a very stupefied look on his face, like, didn't seem bad to me. And she says, do you know what the range over the last year for a pint of blueberries? And the male would say, A, I don't know. B, I don't care. Right? And she would say, anyways, the range is $4 to $8, and you paid the top. Okay? Now, moving from my blueberry example to options, if I buy a put for $2, first of all, the implied volatility is, if you picture the Black-Scholes model, which is a pricing model, and what are the ingredients that go into this pricing model? Stock price, strike price, interest rate, volatility, time to expiration, volatility, if I already said that. The point is, the only variable in there is volatility. Price is what it is. Strike is what it is. Interest rates are what they are. Time to expiration is what it is. Volatility is something that's going to be varied. And so if I pay $3 for a put and I come home and my wife says, what'd you pay for the put? I say $3. She says, is that good or bad? Well, first of all, the implied volatility is saying, if I put what I pay for that put, $3, into the pricing model, the Black-Scholes pricing model, it can spit out what volatility equates with a $3 put, right? And they'll say, okay, I put a 5 volatility or a 7 volatility into the pricing model and it gives me $1.50. I put an 8 volatility and it gives me $2. I put a 15 volatility, it gives me $3. So it's the volatility that you put in the Black-Scholes model to equate with the price that you paid. So if I put a 15 volatility into the Black-Scholes model and it spits out $3, the implied volatility is 15. That's where the volatility equals what I paid, where I'm putting the volatility that you have to put in the Black-Scholes model to spit out what you paid. So if I pay $3, at the instance I pay $3 for whatever price that is, time to expiration, it's the volatility that you put in the Black-Scholes model that'll spit out what you paid. So if I come home, my wife says, what'd you pay? I paid $3, which is a 12 volatility. Now, getting back to the blueberries, what is the 12 volatility? So I paid $3. It's a 12 volatility. Now I go back over, let's say it's SPX. I go back over the year and see, okay, is a 12 volatility low or high? And I look at the implied volatility for the year. I maybe see the range of 9 to 20. So if the range is 9 to 20 and I paid a 12 volatility, hey, it's in the lower end of the range. I bought the blueberries in the lower end of the range. Now, unlike blueberries, which I can eat and get immediate satisfaction, just because I buy this option at a good volatility doesn't mean I'm going to make money. Because if I buy a call, I need to still need the market to go up. If I buy a put, I need the market to go down. But at least implied volatility is a metric that gives you kind of an idea. Are you buying an option at a decent price level? So for a 30-day option, if you look constantly for a 30-day option, you'll notice sometimes that 30-day option might be $10. Sometimes it might be $7. Sometimes it might be $13. Well, the variable that moves that around is the implied volatility. So if I'm a buyer of option, how does that affect me? If I'm a buyer of option, I'd like to buy in the low volatility. So if I'm buying a put or a call, I'd like that to be in the lower end of the last year, lower volatility. If the volatilities are higher in the upper end of the range, then instead of buying a call or a put, I might buy a spread. Why? To offset some of the volatility risk. So this is a very basic discussion on implied volatility. Is it important for a retail trader? Absolutely. Because normally retail traders will say, well, I like this stock. I think it's going up. I'll buy a call. Or I don't like this stock. I think it's going down and I'll buy a put. And the problem is if they don't look at the price levels, they can overpay. So if the volatilities are high and they're buying a put and the market goes down, maybe they won't make as much as they thought they were. Or if it goes up, maybe they'll lose more than they thought because they're not looking at volatility. So if you're a retail trader and you buy options, you need to understand the concept of implied volatility. So folks, I thank you. If you have any other questions on implied volatility, you can email me, dan@sheridanmentoring.com, and have a wonderful day and keep working on your craft. Thank you.